What is the pandemic habit that you want to break? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Comes in a body cream, too.
Oh, sense of heaven.
Bradley Trainer?
Did you just order it?
No.
Okay. Bradley Trainer, shopping for fragrances. Perhaps that's your pandemic habit that you're trying to break. 61% of Americans are trying to break unhealthy habits that they took up during the pandemic. 651-641-1071. Is there an unhealthy habit that you've, or just a habit in general that you picked up that you want
to
get rid of?
Unhealthy?
I don't know. I feel like if you're wanting to get rid of it on some level for you, it feels unhealthy, right? Like, you know, you don't try to get rid of good habits, do
That's
you?
True. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
651-641-1071. Did you pick up a habit during the pandemic and you're trying to break it because it's just not working for you anymore? Would you like to know some of the things that people are trying to break, habits that they picked up during the pandemic that they're trying to break? The majority of people are trying to break the habit of screen time.
Oh, sure.
30% of people who are trying to break a habit are trying to break the habit of screen time. Poor eating habits is another big one. Yeah. Sleeping too much or too little. Pause. Is there such a thing as sleeping too much?
Yeah.
Is there?
But we don't experience that anymore in our lives.
I don't have that.
You get to a certain age and you can't sleep.
I'm at that age.
Yeah. Like, so I don't think, but I do remember being in my 20s and I could sleep until like noon if I really pushed it, or like 10 or 11. I mean, yeah. So I can see that that's a thing for some people. I do not have that problem.
651-641-1071. What is the pandemic habit that you picked up that you were trying to break? We did get an email from listener Mary who said, I am not really sure where to start. Sleeping late, not showering, ordering everything online, eating junk. She says, I say this as I'm eating pizza rolls.
Yum.
Right? 651-641-1071. Do you have an unhealthy pandemic habit that you are trying to break? Bradley, do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I actually broke up with Diet Pop because that was one luxury I allowed myself.
It was kind of a coping strategy,
yeah,
right?
Totally. And I would have one a day, and then I ended up having like two a day. And I was like, I don't like feeling like I want to do something, like I have to rely on something or depend on something. And so, like, I don't have any truck with it because I love me some Diet Dr. Pepper and I will still have that in my life at some point. But I needed to break up with the habit of doing that so that every day I was needing to have one. I didn't like that feeling. So that for me was an easy, like, okay, pandemic's over. You don't need a little slice of heaven.
Yeah. You just need to
you can find
stay
that little
in the fresh
slice of
hell
heaven.
That you're living in.
No, it's just like there's so many other ways I can get that need met. You know, before it was like, we're not going to restaurants.
Right.
We're not doing anything, you know, super extravagant.
It felt like a treat.
I can treat myself.
Yeah, treat yourself. Holly, did you have a pandemic habit that you think could use breaking?
Yeah, like Bradley, I broke it.
Yeah.
Last summer, it was the summer of frozen pizza and ice cream.
Yeah.
Because we weren't doing anything.
Yeah. Right.
So it was like, well, why the heck not? I'm going to get that Lotsa Matzah Supreme Pizza. I'm going to eat it in one sitting.
Good for you.
Didn't like the way that I felt.
Yeah.
So then I said, bye-bye.
Yeah. It's interesting, right? Because, like, I think we all had that mindset of, like, I can't do any of the other things that I like to do. That I do occasionally just to keep myself happy. And so that's really where a lot of those habits came from, is, like, you add in a little extra something, something, maybe another Turkish romantic comedy, maybe, or sitting on the couch for way too long. I know. Actually, I haven't watched in 2 days. Thank you.
Okay, that's like when a person who drinks a lot is like, what? I didn't have a drink since, you know, like last night.
I'm just saying I'm not active right now.
Well, yeah, like,
I
no,
will be like
doing
tomorrow, but
I was going to say, this is not, you have not changed. Nice try. But are there any actual
habituals? Is a screen time. I would just say screen time, right? Like, yeah, like I started to rely a little too much on the television and internet.
I will say,
me.
I don't know about you, but I dialed back the online shopping experience.
Oh, no, I have not done that.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. no. Like some of it I still am happy about, right? Like I still do my grocery I always did my grocery shopping online. Yeah. I was an early adopter to that. So when everybody else had to adjust to that, I was like, hold on, I've been doing this for a while. Like, let me keep up with it. I still do all my shopping online. Holly, do we have things that we can share?
Yeah, you know, a couple people have called. One was watching a lot of TV, mm-hmm. maybe perhaps too much TV.
Yeah.
You know, maybe breaking that habit a little bit. So,
yeah. I will just add a couple of the other suggestions that have been made on this study of different unhealthy habits people picked up during the pandemic that they would like to try to drop. 61% of people are trying to drop some habits. Drinking alcohol is on the list. Neglecting mental health. I would say neglecting all health probably be like
I just
add that to the list.
Physical yesterday, and I didn't get a physical during the last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I couldn't, because my partner just said yesterday that I was like, did you get a physical? And he got his physical during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they did that, but mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I just put it off because I was like, oh, well, who cares?
I mean, doctors were still open, so like, you just had to like mask up.
I know,
up
there was just like a different procedure, but in my mind, it was like not even on my list.
Yeah. Poor work-life balance. Oof. That's on the list of habits people would like to break. I mean, that was sort of, nobody had a choice on that. Let's go to Joanna. Hello, Joanna. Joanna, is there a pandemic habit that you would like to break?
Yes. So my habit is that I no longer wear pants that have an actual waistband in them. I am only wearing lycra or leggings or elastic.
Joanna, we call pants that are not lycra or elastic, we call those hard pants here at work. So I would say maybe mix in a pair of hard pants every once in a while just to see where everything's going.
they're going to the Goodwill.
Thank you for your call, Joanna. She is going to start mixing in the hard pants.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good thing to do.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to get the Cobra Gang together.
Yeah,
Paris Hilton. Pregnant? No? What's happening? We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Well, we have a mystery to solve. We got to get the Cobra Gang together when it comes to Paris Hilton on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Shall we get that Cobra Gang together?
Do it.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Paris Hilton, pregnant, not pregnant. Okay, I don't understand this story. So I don't know how it went viral. Yesterday we learned, in fact, Holly, you read this in a Dirt Alert update, I think.
Yes.
That Paris Hilton was pregnant and you had lots of detail.
Yeah.
Right?
This story was on page 6.
It was the head story.
I mean, that's kind of big. When it's on page 6, you sort of assume that maybe, you know, there's some truth to it.
Exactly. And there were headlines then quickly all across the internet, including but not limited to places like CNN and Fox News. Mm. They all had this story about Paris Hilton being pregnant. Well, now there's two kinds of stories in tabloids that typically shows up or that show up. And one of them is source, you know, Paris Hilton is pregnant, says source. Okay. Those are usually not stories that break through to like all of the things. And then everybody's like, oh my God, she's pregnant. And then we're all like, she's pregnant. Even like our own My Talk 107.1 social media account, Paris Hilton's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then very quickly, it turns out she doesn't, as TMZ says, have a bun in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Despite intense media speculation over the past week, she herself, that is Paris Hilton, shot down rumors that she was pregnant. She issued a firm denial Tuesday in the newest episode of her podcast, This Is Paris, saying she wasn't pregnant and probably wouldn't be until she gets married, which apparently is not that far away. So what she ultimately said was, I will probably be pregnant soon, but I'm not pregnant now.
Hmm.
Which begs the question, like, normally if a story like that says somebody is, is somebody pregnant? Maybe somebody's pregnant. A source says somebody's pregnant. It kind of just like sits there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't catch on, and it doesn't, people don't run with that story.
Sorry. I had some questions about the original story.
Yeah. And I don't have the original story in front of me, but I can remember as best as possible.
What I'm trying to know here right now is...
What I'm trying to know...
Who said she was pregnant, according to the story?
According to the story, as it's now been changed. Well, okay. this came out actually... Here is the first headline from from Page Six, as I think it was.
Okay.
It's hard to know because, you know, sometimes they fiddle change with things. But this is July 27th, 2021, 10:58 a.m. Okay. So this was, I think, the first we heard. Paris Hilton allegedly pregnant with first child, source claims.
Okay.
But what's interesting about it is, for you and I, we would go, well, okay. And then you read the story and it says a source says that she's allegedly pregnant. What they then update, and this wasn't in the update, so this story has been since updated. Hilton, however, denies the pregnancy rumors. Mm-hmm. But that didn't exist until yesterday afternoon when she did so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my whole question is, things don't break through like this.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Well, one thing we know about Paris Hilton is she's always been very unconventionally good at getting attention for all kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
And she actually does have an actual thing to promote.
Her podcast. I mean,
no. Yes, but also that.
Oh, her cooking show on Netflix.
Her cooking show on Netflix, right? And so what if the reason that Page Six felt fine running with it is because the source... was somebody on her team. What if all of this was planned, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh, that was my first thought, and that's why I brought this to our attention, because to me, it seems too good to be true that all of the sudden, 5 seconds after there's a story about this, she's on a podcast talking about how that's not true.
Right, that's a little sketchy.
It seems a little too close for comfort,
yeah.
Right? And again, Paris Hilton, this ain't her first rodeo.
No.
She knows how to play the media. Because again, this is how it would play out. A Page Six story would say a source. Mm-hmm. We would say like, oh, there's the story in Page Six that says Paris is pregnant. Well, big deal. She's not pregnant until she is.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have all these other major media outlets running with the story. They just wouldn't bite. So that makes me wonder, like, did a, to your point, reputable source close to her say that such that they felt like they could run with it? Because I will say of the original story in Page Six, which has now since been updated, which it makes it hard to understand what actually happened. It just says a source. It doesn't say a source close to her. It doesn't say an exclusive or a source is speaking exclusively. It just says a source claims this, which is just like any garden variety story. And this happens all the time, but they don't rise to that level of attention.
And that's the piece to me that's the most important piece, right? Also, like the wording about it, like source says Paris Hilton allegedly pregnant. There's nothing definite about any of that. And yet it was being reported as though it was all very definite. Yeah. But the real question for me that you ask that is the important piece is then how did it rise to that level? And the only thing I can imagine is that, well, okay, I'm going to actually throw together something that we talked about in our blind item segment today, because I hadn't actually thought about this possibility. Also, there might be money behind that. Right? Like, if this is all, like, that might be one way it rises to the level of everybody's talking about it. Because we were talking about Chrissy Teigen, who's trying to change the narrative of all the stuff that's going on in her life. They got a new puppy. She apparently spent money to get the tabloids to cover that. Right?
Oh,
right.
Sure.
So then that's what I guess I'm saying is if this was all orchestrated as it seems to have been, right? Because to your point, you can't, a headline doesn't come out and then you have an immediate response to it by podcast.
Yeah. And I will say there was a very quick, and this is what also made me go, something doesn't smell right, because it was a very quick pivot by all the media outlets to correct their stories, which rightly they should. But again, that doesn't happen usually. Usually they'll say like, so-and-so misreported.
Right.
You know, and somebody will own the thing.
But this was happened. Like, and everybody did it. It was like a coordinated effort, which to me feels like, again, it's like it came from somewhere. And I'm wondering if there wasn't some money put toward it.
Well, the other theory that I had was that, and that theory is totally plausible, the one you just illustrated, and this doesn't necessarily contradict that, although maybe it would. Maybe, you know, it could be that she was pregnant.
That's also true.
And that she's not now.
That is also true.
And so somebody got a missed connection.
That could very well be true, which is unfortunate, and that stuff happens. But there's too much stinking of fish in this story.
We smell it.
I smell it, but I just don't know what fish it is I'm smelling.
Yeah, but it's, again, just take our word for it. Just knowing how these stories play out, this is not a usual. You know, like, I'm sure most people were like, oh, she is, and now she's not. No, it's just, you know, tabloids, whatever.
Right.
But that's not usually how it works. Usually it would just be some dumb story about her being pregnant, and we'd be like, well, so what? Who cares what a source says? We'll make fun of this story. Mm-hmm. But no, you had CNN, Fox News, all of them saying she was pregnant.
Also, especially with Page Six, it feels like they've got a direct line to her people, because she's used Page Six, like she's leveraged Page Six in the past.
Oh yeah.
So that's why, that's the other piece that I'm going to call foul on, is that it seems to me that if a source reported it to Page Six, Page Six would be the first people to go to her people that they have a relationship with and say, hey, is this true? What is, you know, what's really going on here?
Yeah.
So something about that feels all very deliberate.
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got some celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
We're going to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1. I do actually get deja vu. Thank you, Olivia Rodrigo. I get deja vu because every day at this time, we talk about the very same thing, which is celebrities behaving badly on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. And these are your
D-bags.
Bags of D. Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag,
Bradley? Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
Bing. Anyone? Bong. We should get like a super, like a, because I think there's like Hall of Famers. We should get a special sound for the Hall of Famers, because Khloe Kardashian is definitely a D-bag Hall of Famer.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Headline: Khloe Kardashian flashes her toned tummy in new camo collection for Good American ... after revealing the regrets she has from her youth.
Womp, womp.
From her youth?
What?
What's happening here? There's too much going on.
She was radiant as she had on a camo jacket and matching slacks. As she added boots.
Slacks.
Did my grandma write this headline?
As she, ladies, calm down.
Sorry. I'm
hysterical. Let me just get the words out. The TV star 37 was radiant as she also had on a camo jacket and matching slacks as she added boots and hoop earrings. That same day, she talked about her regrets at obsessing over other people's expectations. So this is like the most it's the most Khloe story ever.
Yeah.
Because Khloe is, it's always got to be sad Khloe, like, poor Khloe, right. Oh, she was just a troll until everybody, you know, started taking her seriously. And it's not Khloe as a person, it's Khloe as represented in the media. Mm-hmm. That just, this whole narrative drives me nuts. So when they asked her about what advice she would give a younger version of herself, she responded via Twitter, quote, there's just so much wrong with the story. I have so much advice to give my past self, but one thing would be live for yourself. Try not to live up to everyone else's expectations, especially when they don't live that way. Focus on making yourself happy. The rest is too much pressure and probably won't matter in the grand scheme. Okay, so with that particular sentiment, is there anything you would take issue with? So again, try not to live up to everyone else's expectations, especially when they don't live that way. Focus on making yourself happy.
I guess part of it I don't really understand, especially when they don't live that way. What does that mean?
That doesn't make any sense. Also, I just feel like her entire life is one big response to what other people think about
her.
All she does is tell us what, like, she's interacting with the media always about what other people think about her. She's clapping back against
people. Always clapping back. Which, when you clap back, that is always because somebody has told you what they think of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's your brand.
Yeah.
Which
she's just giving oxygen to
own it. Yeah. Nobody's, but they do this, like, I don't even want to besmirch the ancient art form of kabuki, but this is all theater because this is not real. Like, on the one hand, she's like, I'm going to do me and look at me. I'm the best me. I'm doing it for me. But it's really just, I changed myself because people judged me. Because I don't buy that this is just who you are, which is really sad. And I don't know her as a person. I'm saying her personhood as represented in the media. It looks to me like a person who struggled very much with what other people thought of her and has spent the last 20 years or so trying to make herself something else.
Yeah. She smells like a person who has read a lot of Brené Brown and can regurgitate quotes.
Yeah.
Quotes, but hasn't applied them to her life, right? Like, she's not working the Brené program.
Yeah.
She's just saying the Brené words.
And posting the Brené memes.
Exactly. Yes.
She went on to say, you know, I was always told that I could never be a certain. This was the second thing I took issue with. Khloe Kardashian. When she was showing off her camo slacks. Mm-hmm.
Slacks. I can't with that word.
I was always told that I could never be a certain size or that I could never look a certain way. And that really got to me. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, people always underestimated me or told me I couldn't do something. Mm-hmm. And I showed them, but it really did get to me. Sounds human, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. Do you have a response to that?
I guess my immediate response to that is I'm all ears when, or I'm paying attention when somebody uses the words always or never. I think, and people always or never.
Thank you. You're cluing in on exactly where I want to go.
Those are really like general terms.
It's a lie.
And it doesn't mean beep.
Do you know why it's a lie? Because who in their right mind, well, let me say, I was always told that I could never be a certain size. Mm-hmm. Who told you that?
Right. Well, people did.
But like, which people?
No, that's the
because
problem.
They should be arrested
for
child abuse.
Right.
Because I think the only people that would have told you that, I mean, I guess you could say like, a friend of mine told me you're never going to be a size six. So let it go, honey. I guess, sure, that could be. But it's this speaking in hyperbole that makes me think it's probably you're just trying to say things that then create a narrative as to why you are where you are today. Like, you overcame a big obstacle. You're like on an episode of Jenny Jones where you're going to kick back at your bullies from when you were
from
in high school.
Geek to chic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think, honestly, half of those were not real either.
Oh, of course not.
Because everyone,
that was for attention.
Everyone except for three kids in your high school felt out of place, judged less than, and some more than others.
You know, listen, if you are a person who's engaged in a therapeutic experience, and I mean that, you know, with a licensed psychologist and or a social worker, that you recognize the pattern of when you say a belief like that, the trained professional who's there to counsel you will get real specific with you about who that was and what the roots of those messages were.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that, right? Because
half the time, you realize that
it was maybe one or two voices and not everybody and people always never.
And so then remember how she's not living for other people's lives. So the narrative continues, and just I'll end it on this. She goes on to say that my arms used to be my biggest insecurity on my body. They would never tone up and they were mushy and fat with absolutely no structure. But now I have defined arms. And it's almost like my trophy that I'm allowed to show off. It sounds silly, but I work so hard on being able to feel comfortable wearing a t-shirt or tank, which, by the way, you can buy on my website.
Yeah.
Like, that's the lowest stakes things. My arms were mushy. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that that's what a young, and again, I'm not talking about the person. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about as this person is representing herself in the media. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was not perhaps the biggest issue. Mm-hmm. So it's just, again, I think she's just pulling out these like bits and pieces and what's the word? Gilding the lily to sell her products.
Yeah.
This is not a true insight into Khloe Kardashian, because she, I don't think she's giving us that.
I agree. Buy my tank top
and my slacks.
Slacks. Oh. Who's your D-bag?
Oh, Hello Magazine.
Hello!
Bing bong.
What did they do?
Okay, I'm going to read you the headline and then I'm going to rant for a hot second.
Good.
Oh, here it is. Rebel Wilson reveals exciting update about her weight loss journey you can't miss. Okay, guys, the word update is a word for me that gets used when there's like something I missed, right? Because you haven't been nailing me over the head with it for 100 days, right? Update means like, oh, we left something out of a story. We've got something extra new we need you to know. And it's very important that you know this because it's different from what we've been telling you. And it's something new and it's interesting. Yeah. Hello Magazine has been literally pegging us with a tack hammer for the last year about Rebel Wilson's stunning weight loss. Okay. So then I'm like, I'll bite because I'm a glutton for punishment. So I read it and I'm like, what's going to be new in this story? Well, apparently, you guys, Rebel Wilson is opening up about her weight loss. Again, this is not new. Not new. Nothing here is new.
I think you need to throw a little bit of Rebel Wilson in there, to be quite honest. Because
true dat.
She brings this to the party a lot.
Well, and she brought it to the Instagram Live party, and that's why they're writing about it on Hello. Quote, I try not to keep track of it too much. Don't worry, Rebel. The media is keeping enough track of it for you. But it's like 70 pounds, 75 pounds, maybe a bit more. Okay. Do you know what the update is?
What's the update?
The update is it used to be 65 pounds that she's lost. Now it's like 70, maybe 75, maybe a bit more.
Okay. I mean, kudos.
Again,
human
congratulations.
Congrats.
Like, yes.
But why
great
are we
work.
Still talking about this?
Because she wants us to be.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson. Guys, Rebel Wilson has lost weight. And we don't need to know every bit of it.
And trust me when I tell you, dear listeners, like, this truly is maniacal at this point, because this headline, as people who watch headlines day in and day out, this headline comes out almost every single day. Whoever she put a quarter in over at OK Magazine or Hello, because I think they're both. And it's not just, I mean, I feel like there's a number of these tabloids that will run with this. Even the Daily Mail continues to put out headlines that will always include the caveat after stunning weight loss, after 60 kilo weight loss or pounds or whatever, it 35 kilos maybe.
Yeah, I think it's 30 or 35. I don't know, maybe more.
Whatever.
To quote the source.
30, no, literally. It's, oh my gosh, here are her exact words. It's like 30, 35 kilos close to that.
Whatever.
Maybe
like, I'm not paying attention.
Give or
only
take.
We are generating headlines 365 days a year, which again, that's not the story. It's the telling of the story. And at this point, I'm like, this is not news. Why? What? You need to find something else for me to pay attention.
Thank you.
Yes.
So you didn't enjoy that update? Again, the word update, can we reserve the word update for a time when I actually need to be updated on something because you haven't told it to me in 7 different ways? Thank you.
Can I just tell you that, you know, she dated allegedly, supposedly Jacob Bush, one of the, not an heir, but like a descendant of the Anheuser-Busch family.
Yeah.
And he had like a sexy photo on Instagram most recently. I just checked in because I was like, what's he up to?
Is he up to?
And 4 weeks ago, because this must have been in June that he posted this, she responded with flame emojis.
Oh, that we, you know what? Were you maybe not here? We did like a revisiting of their Instagrams recently and they've been flaming each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
so just so you know,
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some new love in the mix, some new old love.
I don't want it. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, I'm excited. Ooh. We have an anti D-bag. We have somebody who's like the opposite of a D-bag that we are going to celebrate when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. It's going to be a hot one. Woo. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Do we have a sounder for an anti-D-bag, like the opposite of a D-bag?
Just play it reverse.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, it's whoop, 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 whoop.
We have an anti-D-bag. Her name is, thank you, her name is Lizzo.
Oh, hometown hero. Yay.
Okay, I love Lizzo. And Lizzo took to her Instagram stories, her Instagram live, in fact, and she was like, here's the deal, everybody. I'm going to need you to give me 6 feet of space. Literally.
Oh, yeah. No, you mean for like COVID reasons?
Yep. She's okay. Like, for my physical and mental health, because she is not interested in trying to get any of that Delta variant COVID-19. She said some of the words she said, I don't care who you are. You could be the nicest person. You could be vaccinated. You could be quadruple vaccinated. If you see me, please give me 6 feet. She said this stuff is coming back. COVID. And she said, and people are being real sloppy with their personal space. And then she just reminds you, if you see me on the street, if you want to come up to me, want to give me a hug, want to shake my hand, want to kiss me on the cheek, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I'm not trying to catch this bleeping virus that's coming back. I would just like to say I love you, Lizzo.
It's
not coming back. It has changed. And it has changed in a dangerous way that is dangerous for even people who are protected with the vaccine. It is less dangerous for people who have been protected with the vaccine. It is real dangerous for people who have not gotten the shot. Get the shot.
Yeah, I just think...
Get the shot.
Don't be alarmed if people ask you to keep your distance. Keep your distance. Mm. Nah, nah, nah. Also, you know, just be open to doing things in a flexible manner. If somebody wants you to wear a mask, put a mask on. I mean, I had this experience the other day, just yesterday when I was going to get my physical. I'm like, get out of my car and I'm heading towards the doctor's office and I go, oh, crap, I bet I need a mask. Mm-hmm. Because in the city of Minneapolis, most places, you know, you're not required to wear a mask. And I just don't even think about it because I don't go that many places. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I bet I need to wear a mask in the doctor's office. And mm-hmm. I haven't been to a doctor's office, I don't think, since the pandemic. So I'm like, I don't know. I think I probably will, because probably just, you know, because there's people and there's things floating around. And probably it's just a good idea to wear a mask in your doctor's office anyway, because Think about all the germs that are there with all the sick people.
Right.
So I'm paranoid, right? So then I just went and got my mask. And sure enough, as I'm walking in, it's like, please wear a mask. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put on my mask now. And just as long as you have, like, my whole thing is just have the attitude of, like, things are different. You might have to, like, do something different.
Yeah.
And it's all good, man.
Adjust accordingly.
Adjust accordingly.
Make people happy. You're happy. It's all good.
You know, I love Lizzo for being like, guys, this is my thing right now.
Yeah.
And so adjust accordingly, like you said, adjust accordingly.
Because trust, there are so many times, and I'm sure you can relate to this, and all of our listeners can relate to this, where your line is not someone else's line, and Someone else's line is not your line. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to adjudicate, litigate, preparate, bisnubiate. I'm just making up words at this point. Like, you don't have to come to a conclusion. It doesn't need to be right.
No.
People ask us to do irrational things all the time, or things we don't understand. I've been doing that since I was a child.
Hey.
And my parents were like, just do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't understand. It doesn't make, just do it.
Oh my gosh. So, you just gave me like hives, because that is the story of my life with a teenager and two preteens.
Oh, and I'm sure you were like that.
No.
Knowing who you are. You are the kind of child who probably went to your mother with 5 reasons why you didn't need to do something That she wanted you to do.
Right.
And I was too. And life is just, it's all about who cares. You're just going to have to do it and get over it and move on. Otherwise, what's, you know, and there are times, like there's a time and a place. Mm-hmm. And that's fine too. If somebody needs to have a moment, Lizzo's having a moment and she wants to be heard. And we're all going to hear Lizzo. And she's more than entitled. My God, Anytime somebody is speaking on their own behalf, mm-hmm. I am here for it. We have lived too long on this planet, most people, not being heard.
You know what? Actually, I'm glad you said that, because that is exactly the same thing. Like, you should, if you really want to like get fried today, read some of the comments about Simone Biles.
Oh, sure.
Talking about speaking up for yourself and advocating for yourself. That's exactly what she did. She was like, I am not in a headspace for this. Lizzo is coming forward and being like, y'all, I don't want to get this Delta variant. This is how I'm trying to live my life. I want you to know, anytime a person speaks up for themselves, we don't need to tear them down.
You know what that is, though? That's those people being ticked off at themselves for not speaking up for their
themselves.
Own.
Yeah. That's true.
And I understand that feeling when you see somebody advocating for themselves and you're like, I'm going to now put this, I'm not saying this is what I've done, but I'm saying I can relate to that feeling of seeing someone advocate for themselves and thinking, oh, I should have done that, or I wish I had done that. But your reaction doesn't need to be to then prevent the other person from enjoying
speaking
that moment.
For themselves. Right. It's ridiculous.
But that's what that is. Mm-hmm. And I get that there's a lot of that going around right now.
Oh, there's too much. But you'd also think, I would hope, honestly, that in the past year and a half, we've come to a new place. I would hope we're not.
Some people
have come to a new place in understanding. Like, we're all connected.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
It ain't no different than any other day. There were people before who were nice. And guess what? The pandemic happened and they were like, we'll figure this out. We'll adapt. Mm-hmm. We'll be flexible. And then there were people who wouldn't. But guess what? Those people were just as obstinate. It just was lower stakes before.
Right. Now it's just higher stakes.
It's kind of like we saw this over the last year and a half. Like, all these things started happening and they were probably things that were always going to happen. Right. Mm-hmm. And by that, I'm not saying like people getting sick and all that. I'm talking about the reactions people had, like the emotions.
Yeah.
Those emotions are always there. It's just that it's now dialed up to 50 because
we've got like a real actual event happening in our entire world. By the way, that's my daily reminder. I haven't been giving you this reminder daily, but COVID is everywhere. It's not just in the United States of America. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying that because people be acting like it's not other places.
Yeah. Be grateful you have the opportunity to bitch about putting on a mask, because for some people it's not a choice. Mm-hmm. And it could mean life or death. So
when we return, get your vaccine. What's your gateway?
You're giving out vaccines when we come back?
No, I'm not. Just go do it. Oh. But our question is, what is your gateway snack food? We'll explain what that is and what that means after this on My Talk 107.1.